Let us be one. Let us be one. Let us be one. Let us be one. I pray that there would be love. We may be one spirit in Christ. I pray that Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, talks about, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell as one. True spiritual unity flows from the presence of the Holy Spirit, brethren. We cannot do it in our own strength. It only comes via the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 13 verse 1 talks about, let brotherly love continue. John 15, love one another. And Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 19, I pray that you be rooted and grounded in love. Jesus prayed for us and he said, the world would know that you are my followers if you do what? If you love one another. The church today is divided, and we always, that's the reason why we have so many gimmicks in the church, because everyone wants to be better than the other church. And every pastor and every preacher wants to be better than your preacher. But Jesus prayed and he said, let them be one. We got to forgive your brother. You gotta love your brother. Oh, stay one. Stay one. Wherever you are, if you've got Jesus, you're my brother. We've got to be one, Lord. You're gonna say